Welcome everyone to the NBA podcast on RJ Bell's Dream Preview. Back in the saddle here for another episode of the NBA podcast. I'm your host, Munaf Manji. Joining me here to help me break everything down in the association, got my guy here with me. It's Sleepy J. Sleepy, what's going on, my man? How you doing this Tuesday evening?
I'm doing pretty good. I was a little screwed up with the Easter holiday there on Sunday, and then my daughter was off school on Monday, so I kind of kept thinking that today was Monday all day long. So I'm finally figuring out that it's Tuesday. I got all that stuff figured out, watching some of these late games here in the NBA. So hopefully tomorrow I'll hit the ground running, knowing that it's Wednesday and kind of know what I need to get done here.
It's always that last week of March, you know, where everything is kind of jumbled together, especially in my household as well, because my parents' birthdays and their anniversary all fall within a 4-day span. And like you mentioned, Easter Sunday, and then it's Elite Eight onto the Final Four and opening weekend in MLB, and we're winding down the NBA season. So yeah, it turns into a little bit of a blur this time of the year. But again, we've got about a handful of games left here for each teams in the NBA, about six or seven after the Tuesday night schedule goes off in the association. So, you know, we'll talk about the return of Joel Embiid for the Philadelphia 76ers. He's returned on Tuesday night, as Sleepy and I talked about on the past several podcasts about getting down on some Sixers futures. We'll look at that, obviously get into some game previews for the Wednesday night schedule, best bets, of course, our player prop best bet, get you guys our promo code as well. A lot to get to here on the NBA podcast. And Sleepy, let's start by recapping our picks from the last episode that we did do. I guess all good things have to come to an end. At least streaks are meant to be broken. And we did have a losing pod. It was close, at least from my pick. But the good news is we hit our player prop best bet. We had Jalen Duren on his rebounds to go over 11.5. Closed at 12.5, like we talked about on the pod, but didn't matter. He finished the game with 17 rebounds that game against the Washington Wizards. I know you took the Rockets on the spread. I think when we discussed it on the pod, it was around -5.5. They did end up winning the game, Sleepy, but they only won by a point. Then, I had the Kings -2 against the Dallas Mavericks and had a 9-point lead at the half to only fumble it away in the second half, in particular in that fourth quarter. Kings are rattled by some injuries right now, but nonetheless, they lose the game outright 107-103. So at least for our best bets, hopefully we can get back on the winning side of things. 13 of our last 14 that we have won here, sleeping off our player prop best bets.
Yeah, I knew we were hitting that player prop at halftime. There was no way we weren't going to go in and cash that one. As far as other picks concerned, the Rockets, they end up getting the job done there, but they don't get the cover. So you can't win every podcast. I mean, that's kind of just the way that it is. I mean, sometimes if you're, you know, hitting 60% of your podcast, you're lucky. But I mean, we've been on some insane run. I mean, let's be honest, it's been like 90% of the podcasts that we've done all year long, we've won. And a lot of it's due to the player props that we've been giving out. I mean, like you said, we've won how many in a row? How many have we hit?
13 of our last 14.
It's insane. So you're going to do good when you're that locked in. And, you know, we're discussing picks all day long, going over games. You and I had a little bit of a difficult time tonight going ahead and really nailing down on our player prop. Nothing wrong with that, because there's like 6 or 7 guys that we feel really, really good about going into the card for today. So we kind of just narrowed it down. It's like, all right, you know, well, we're going to go with this one. But I mean, if you looked at our betting card tomorrow, Manoff, it would be probably sizable, because we like quite a bit. So I think you're going to win when you're confident and going ahead and making those wagers. You're not second guessing or just, you know, throwing darts out there.
Yeah, I want to say this was our first as our best bets our first losing pod since the All-Star break. Honestly, I've been keeping track of our picks. So I mean, you know, like I mentioned, we'll get back on the horse here tonight, going into the Wednesday night schedule in the association. Sleepy, we talked about it at volumes. Joel Embiid was going to end up returning at some point for the Philadelphia 76ers. And we mentioned, and you nailed it, the time was to get on the Sixers and their futures, if you did like them, was this past weekend. And the numbers that we gave out, they are still out there for the Philadelphia 76ers. As of right now, they're still sitting at 30-1 to win the NBA title. We talked about the Eastern Conference winner for them to come out of the East. That number has shifted a little bit. It went from 13-1 to 12-1 now with the return of Joel Embiid. And the Sixers did get the job done against the Oklahoma City Thunder here tonight with the return of Joel Embiid. Had 24 points, did have 6 turnovers in the game, but was a perfect 12 of 12 from the free throw line. Sixers team getting their reigning MVP back to get ready, not only to get his legs kind of back under him for the rest of the season here, but also get ready for the playoffs for the Philadelphia 76ers. And I don't know, Nick Nurse and now those coaches have a very important job of making sure that Joel Embiid stays healthy for the final stretch of the season here, Sleepy, and just have him ready to go in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, when we went ahead and we did this podcast a couple of days ago, I had kind of circled the Miami game. And the reason I circled the Miami game is because Philly has, what, like 6-7 games left? I think like 6 or 7. And a lot of the teams they're going to play are just bad teams. And I said there's a chance that they could end up sweeping out the rest of the season. And Miami, they're what, like a game and a half in front of them? Let's not rule out the 76ers actually becoming the 6th seed. I don't think that that's far-fetched either, because I don't know if Indiana can win out. They're only 2.5 games in front of Philadelphia and Miami. They play Philly next. So let's say Philly beats them. Then they're only a half game out of the 7th seed. And I think that's really what Philly's looking for. They're looking for either the 7 or looking for the 6, where they don't have to, you know, go on the road or win 2 games or anything like that. I think Philly's looking to go ahead and make this as easy as possible. And I was a little surprised Embiid came back tonight. And I would have actually been a little surprised maybe if he came back from Miami as well, thinking, let's just make sure he's healthy. And if we do have to go on the road and win a game, or if we have to win 2 in the play-in, then we'll go ahead and do that. But I think that, obviously they felt confident that he was healthy enough and they brought him back. So, no, the fact that they took down OKC here on Tuesday night and that then they're going to play Miami, I think that just catapults them, because you're playing Detroit, you're playing Memphis, you're playing the Spurs, teams that they could all take out, playing the Nets. I think the toughest game they have in there is Orlando. So Philly could win out. And they could end up being the 6th seed, you know, if Indiana can't go ahead and knock out a bunch of wins here. So kind of glad to see Joel Embiid back. Like I said, go ahead and jump on those future wagers there on Saturday, last Saturday, because I felt like we were going to end up losing value. And the fact that Philly won tonight, if they beat Miami and now they're talking about, oh, could they be the 6th seed? Will they be the 7th seed? There's no value left. If you're going to lose it. And that's kind of what I was thinking and kind of what I was predicting. So as of right now, it seems like everything's kind of lining up for, you know, my prediction to kind of come true here, that there will be no value left with this Philly team, and get them now. So yeah, I think it was a good discussion that we had, and I think we found a really good bet for everybody.
Yeah, I mean, like you mentioned, right, the Sixers as of tonight and going forward, 6 games left, they do have the easiest schedule remaining in the entire association. So they have their 2 tough opponents are the Orlando Magic, and like you mentioned, the Miami Heat, but then they have games against the Pistons, the Spurs, and the Brooklyn Nets. So, I mean, like you mentioned, they should be able to make that push for that 6th seed right now. 2 games behind the Indiana Pacers. They're about 3.5 behind New York. That might be a little bit of a tough stretch to get, but I think they can definitely make that push for that 6th seed where the Pacers are sitting right now. So let's turn the page here to the Wednesday night card in the association. A lot of intriguing matchups. Again, a lot still to be determined, both as far as playoff seeding goes, both in the Eastern and Western Conference, and in particular in the Western Conference. And we'll start off here with a non-conference matchup. We've got Oklahoma City Thunder. They are headed to Boston to take on the Celtics in this game. Currently, as it stands, the Boston Celtics are coming back home after a short road trip. Currently, they are favored in this game by 8 points over the Oklahoma City Thunder, -340 on the money line, +270 on the money line for the Thunder. Total in this game is sitting at 227.5. Looking at the OKC Thunder side, I know Shea and Jalen Williams were both ruled out tonight for the OKC Thunder in Philly. Jalen Williams did a shoot around this morning, but was officially ruled out a few hours after that. SGA didn't even participate in shoot around. He's dealing with that right quad contusion. So those are the 2 big injuries that we'll have to look out for tomorrow for this Thunder team. For the Boston Celtics, Jaylen Brown is officially questionable. He's dealing with a left hand sprain, And also Jaden Springer is questionable with left knee soreness for the Boston Celtics. Sleepy, what are we thinking about this game between the Boston Celtics and the OKC Thunder?
I would probably take OKC here plus these points. I feel like 8.5 is a lot. I think it's got the, you know, back-to-back situation figured into it. I think it has the SGA injury stuff factored into it. I actually think that there's a good chance that SGA will play in this game because they're only a half game up right now, the number one seed. Denver's right on their tail. So they can't lose against Philly. They can't lose this one. I mean, they can, but you're going to end up giving up the one seed. So one of my concerns here, and we talked about this on the podcast the last time, is that be careful messing with Boston. It's either fade Boston or stay off the game. And one of the reasons why is because Boston's up 11.5 games or 10.5 games on the Bucks. The East is wrapped up. The Boston go out and lose every game. It don't matter. So I think the fact that Jaylen Brown is listed right now as questionable, I actually don't think he's going to play. I don't see why you would play anybody that has any type of dings or scratches with this Boston team. Get to the playoffs as healthy as you can possibly be. If you want to go out there and play, all out for a game or two or something like that, fine, go ahead. No big deal. But I don't think there's any reason why you need to go balls to the wall here against OKC when you have one of your better players that's banged up when you're up 11.5 games on the second place team. So it would be OKC for me, especially coming off of the loss against Philadelphia. This is, I don't want to say it's a must-win game, but this is one that you don't want to drop. Because now you're back in right back in the thick of it with a real battle, and then you got to try to go ahead and hold off Denver. So, give me the points. I think SGA plays. I think Brown sits, and I do question the motivation here for Boston. And I'm sticking with what I said. Just be careful messing with the Celtics because they're just so far ahead in the East. They could just go out there, roll the ball out. Tatum could end up playing 25 minutes in this game. Does not matter if Boston loses. It's probably better fuel for Boston to go out there and get their rear ends kicked, against a team maybe that they potentially could see in the NBA Finals. And it's like, it's a revenge game. You don't give OKC a lot to look at, especially if one of your best players are off the floor. So OKC for me, I like this one quite a bit. Actually, I was considering making the Thunder my best bet, but it is a back-to-back. It is against Boston, and it's a little scary. But yeah, OKC.
Yeah, OKC in back-to-back situations this season, 7-5 straight up, 7-5 against the spread. They are 8-3-1 towards the over. I do expect SGA and Jalen Williams to be out there, at least one of those two guys. I think it was probably precautionary that they did sit in this game against the Philadelphia 76ers. Like you mentioned, the Timberwolves did, in fact, end up winning tonight against my Rockets. Denver and San Antonio game, they're actually trailing by 4 right now against the San Antonio Spurs. So we've seen crazier things happen with the San Antonio Spurs pulling off upsets like they did that just last week against the Phoenix Suns. So I'm with you on the Thunder side here. I think I also do like the Thunder team total to go over in this game. Boston, defensively, again, it's just goes back to the fact of what you mentioned there, Sleepy. It's the fact that what's the motivation right now for this team, right? Like, you have the number one seed locked up. The goal is to keep your guys healthy. And I think you're correct that I think Jaylen Brown does, in fact, end up sitting in this game. Don't be surprised if you see some other key role players or even another starter end up sitting in this game as well for the Boston Celtics. And I think all the motivation is with the OKC Thunder, because like you mentioned, they are in that battle not only for the division in the Northwest, but also for that number one seed in the Western Conference. So I have a motivated team that has something to play for. I have a team that's not really motivated right now. And we've seen it from the Boston Celtics, right? We saw that they dropped both games against Atlanta where they were a very heavy double-digit favorite. They went into the Pelicans game on Sunday, I believe they were trailing that first quarter before they were able to turn it on. But again, their defense has dropped off a little bit, at least over the last 5 games for the Boston Celtics. We're all the way down to number 22 as far as defensive, number 3 all season long as far as defensive rating goes. So I'm with you, Thunder plus the 8, team total over as well for me on the OKC Thunder in this game.
I think, Manoff, I would probably maybe consider maybe Boston or going ahead calling it a pass. Maybe if they were playing the Nuggets or the Suns or the Clippers, a team that they think they're going to see in the finals, because I don't think that they're thinking like, oh yeah, it could be us and OKC. Like, I get it, but they want to go ahead and they want to put doubt in your minds. And if they were to play one of those better teams, one of those teams like the Nuggets, the Clippers, the Suns, something like that, then I think maybe they kind of round up the troops and say, let's go out there, let's beat these guys up pretty bad. Because if we do see them in the finals, there's going to be a lot of doubt in their minds that they can't compete with us. And I think there are a lot of teams in the NBA that take that approach. So that would be the one way I would be on Boston. But this is OKC. It's not one of the teams that I mentioned. So I'm just throwing that out there, that there are ways that you kind of want to look at teams in these particular situations, because you have to go ahead and kind of nail down the motivation. And like you were saying, all the motivation here is going to be with OKC. That would be the only way I can see Boston being motivated, if it were as a team that they could put some doubt in, that they really believe they'll see in the finals. So just wanted to go ahead and touch on that. That's kind of, you know, just a little handicap and one-on-one motivation stuff.
No, you're 100% right. And again, this is time of the season where you're looking at those motivation spots right now. Sometimes you've got to throw the stats out the window because, again, you're looking at motivation at this point of the season. And I think this is one of those games that, you know, you look at OKC, all the motivation, like we mentioned, in Boston, pretty much just to stay healthy and get to the end of the season and get ready for the playoffs. Next game on the schedule here, we want to get to on the Wednesday card, Sleepy. It's going to be a 8:10 Eastern start. We got the Orlando Magic. They are going into New Orleans to take on the Pelicans. Currently, the Pelicans are a 4-point favorite with a total of 209 in this game. Looking at the injury report for both of these teams, for the Orlando Magic, really healthy squad. Only player that is questionable is Caleb Houston. He's dealing with a right ankle sprain. For the New Orleans Pelicans, they will be without Jose Alvarado, who has a right oblique strain. And Brandon Ingram continues to be out for this Pelicans team with a left knee bone contusion. We just talked about how Boston went into New Orleans. Got off to a slow start, but they were able to turn it up in the final three quarters. And I was watching this first quarter, and it seemed like the Pelicans were going to blow out the Boston Celtics in that game. They scored, I want to say it was 36 or 37 points in that first quarter, did the Pelicans into the game, scoring only 92 points. Yeah, 37 points in that first quarter. The rest of the way, they only scored 54 points. 55 points did the New Orleans Pelicans. And now hosting the Orlando Magic here in this game as a 4-point favorite here, Sleepy. What are your thoughts about this game?
Like the under, 209.5. I saw that out there. I think that would be the way that I would go. We know Orlando's slow. We know they'll grind you down with defense. We know that the Pelicans' offense is not the same with Brandon Ingram. Pelicans do have revenge in this game because they were beat by 15, what was it, about 2 weeks ago. And I think that was actually the game that Ingram got hurt in, because they only played 21 minutes in that game. Valanciunas played like 18 in that game. So you would expect maybe the Pelicans to go, you know what, we weren't at our best in that particular game. We're going to come back strong here at home. I think that they will. I just don't feel comfortable laying the points here with the Pelicans against an Orlando team that's going to come in here looking to steal one, because both of these teams need to win. Right now in the playoff chase, you know, the Pelicans in Orlando, they can't afford to lose games. So I think this is going to be one of those nip-tuck, very close to the vest type games. So the under would be the way I would go here. I do have a slight lean to Orlando plus the 4. I wish I was getting maybe like 6 points or something like that, and then maybe I'd pull the trigger. But I don't know. I mean, the Pelicans could throw the entire kitchen sink at this team at home and maybe cover this number. So I'll pass the side here, slight lean to the Magic. I like the under, 209.5. I just think that makes the most sense for this particular game.
I mean, season long, the Orlando Magic have been one of the better defensive teams. Number 2 as far as defensive rating goes. And over the last 5 games, the Orlando Magic, let's see here, are still number 3. So they've been very consistent on the defensive side. Look at pace. You're 100% correct that neither of these teams want to push the pace in this game. New Orleans sitting at the 18th fastest pace. Orlando has the 8th slowest pace in the entire association over that span. So there's only really 2 guys on the offensive side that can really create their own shot in my mind without Brandon Ingram. That's the other 2 of their big 3, Zion and CJ McCollum. We know that it's going to be those 2 guys that are getting the shot volume for the New Orleans Pelicans. And then you're hoping that the other guys that are able to knock down their 3-point shots, whether it's Trey Murphy, whether it's Herb Jones from the corners. And I think that was a prime example that we saw in that game against Boston, because they were Herb Jones in that first quarter was, I think it was, he hit three threes. CJ McCollum was cooking in that first quarter, but their offense really fell off in the final three quarters there. And again, like we mentioned, Orlando's a great team when it comes to the defensive side of the basketball. So I'm with you on the under here. I could only also look at the taking the points here with the Orlando Magic here as well. Again, Orlando has been one of those teams that have been an absolute cover machine. And I think that you take a look at their last game against Portland, where they were a 16-point favorite and won that game by 1 point against one of the worst teams in the association. So that may have been an eye-opener for this Orlando Magic team that, hey, we got to take these games seriously. Despite them being 17 and 19 straight up on the road, they are actually firing at 61% against the spread on their road games, 22 and 14. They're 19, 16 and 1 towards the under, close to 55%. So it's Magic plus the four here for me. See some plus 4.5s out there as well. And I'm with you 100% under of 209 for the total in this game between the Pelicans and the Magic. Anything else for this game here, Sleepy?
I did read some reports that Ingram probably isn't going to come back at least for another week. The injury that he sustained, they said he was going to be out 3 weeks. So, you know, we're going all the way back to the 21st. So expect him to probably miss at least another two or three games, and then you'll probably see Ingram back.
Yeah, this team was really fun to watch. I think it was a couple seasons ago. I want to say it was a 2021 year where they had played the Phoenix Suns. It was the year the Phoenix Suns ended up going to the NBA Finals, and I believe they had a 2-1 lead in that series. And I think that was the year where they didn't have Zion, if I'm not mistaken. And this, we haven't been able to see this Pelicans team fully healthy, right? And I think when you take a look at this team fully healthy, they check a lot of the boxes for me when we talk about wing play, we talk about defense, we have guys that can score the basketball, and love their head coach as well. So I'm hoping that, like you mentioned, that Brandon Ingram is able to come back healthy in the playoffs at least, and also Jose Alvarado, because he's just an energy bunny coming off the bench from that, brings that defensive intensity as well. So I think this team has all the tools. It's just for them about all being healthy at the same time. So we'll see if they're able to do that in the playoffs, because I do think they would be a tough out in the playoffs when that time does come in the Western Conference. Getting over to the last game of the night here, Sleepy, we got the Cleveland Cavaliers. They are going to be traveling into Phoenix to take on the Suns. Currently, as it stands, the Suns are a 6-point home favorite here with a total of 225.5. Looking at the injury report for both of these teams, the Cavs are playing on Tuesday night against the Utah Jazz. Donovan Mitchell did end up sitting in that game. But for the Cleveland Cavaliers, interesting enough, I thought that he would play against his former team, but maybe they're saving his legs for this game against the Phoenix Suns. So we'll see if he ends up or not. For the Phoenix Suns side of things, pretty healthy squad. Grayson Allen is a questionable tag. He does have a left hip soreness designation on the injury report. But other than that, everybody is a go for this Phoenix Suns team. Suns laying 6 here against the Cleveland Cavaliers here, Sleepy.
More than likely, I'll probably pass the game because you don't know what's going to go on here with Mitchell and then plus the back-to-back. So it feels like it would take a little bit of more of a, you know, pushing and pulling to go ahead and get me to the Cavs, but the plus 6 would be the way that I go. So I'll see. I'll weigh my options tomorrow. I'm pretty sure, you know, after we discussed all these bets today that we were kind of, you know, looking at, that I probably won't need to really mess with this game because I'll have more than enough action here for Wednesday. So that's kind of my thoughts on that game. Not really in love with that one right now.
I've struggled with this Phoenix Suns team this season. I mean, I've thought there's been spots where I think they would just come out and play really good basketball, and there's been spots where I've faded them and they've looked really good. So I think this is one of those spots here. I feel like if Donovan does end up playing in this game for the Cleveland Cavaliers, I think that this would be a good spot for the Cleveland Cavaliers. And they're not really playing good basketball right now either. So this could be a good spot for them, for the Cavs in this game to get right against this Phoenix Suns team. And they're also coming off of that long road trip, right? Where they were on, I believe, a 4-5 game road trip here. And that first game back always is a tough one for any type of team. You had that best bet against the Denver Nuggets last Wednesday, where they won that game outright. They went into Thunder, got absolutely blown out, and they took care of business against the Pelicans. So I think it's a trouble spot again, being that first game back here. So I would lean here with the Cleveland Cavaliers plus the 6 right now as it stands currently over on DraftKings. All right, Sleepy, before we get over to our best bets for the Wednesday night card here, a lot of great things happening right now on pregame.com. Obviously, MLB season's in full swing here. NBA is winding down. NHL, obviously, we're on to the final four here. Also have NFL win totals starting to drop as well. I don't know, couldn't be too early to get down on some NFL action. But what can our listeners take advantage of right now?
Well, like Munaf was saying, Major League Baseball kicked off here. I was watching the day games and stuff today, so that's been cool. And if you guys go to pregame.com right now, there is a winner-take-all contest, and it's in the pregame.com forums. It's right at the top. Go to pregame.com, go to the forum, you'll see it there. And you guys just go ahead, click there and enter. You guys got like another 20 days to go ahead and sign up, but go ahead and jump in there now. And it's just a handicapping contest, you know, against, you know, the regular Joes of the world. And everybody kind of goes head to head and they all go at it for a big prize. I think the prize this year, let me double check it. I'm pretty sure it's like $1,000. Actually, it's 500. And if you beat Andre Gomes, who was our best MLB handicapper last year, he ended up winning like 54 units last year. If you guys can go ahead and eclipse that 54 units, you guys will get an extra $500 on top. So could potentially be $1,000 if you end up taking down the MLB contest this year. Currently right now on pregame.com, if you go over there and you enter code SLAM20, that's S-L-A-M-20, that's 20% off anything there at pregame.com. That goes for anything that you guys want there. It's 20% off. And if you guys are looking for more sports betting content, like the videos that Munaf and I are going ahead and putting out, very easy. Just go to pregame now. You guys can get us on X, TikTok, Instagram. And also you guys can go ahead and go over to YouTube and check us out at pregame TV. Again, that code SLAM20 at pregame.com.
Is that a contest that I can enter, Sleepy, for that $1,000? So whose pocket is that one coming out of?
That's coming out of RJ's pocket. And yes, you can enter.
Yeah, again, get over to pregame.com. Again, up to $1,000 up for grab in that MLB contest. And of course, make sure to take advantage of the coupon code here at pregame.com. Sleepy, let's get into our best bets here for the Wednesday night card. My friend, I will let you lead us off here with your best bet.
All right, so I'm going to go to the Pacers and the Nets game. And I'm going to play that one over 229.5. These teams just played. They scored 244 points. I don't want to say Brooklyn's offense hasn't been good enough, but I actually think it's been a little bit better. I think it's been above average. But now you get that team at home, you can only expect the Brooklyn offense to go ahead and play better at home. And the Pacers, we know they're going to score. We know they're not going to play any defense. So I feel like 229, I don't want to say that this number's right, but I feel like it's pretty close to being right. But I just feel like the fact that the teams just played, they just saw each other. If it were two defensive teams, I would think maybe under. But the fact that these aren't two defensive teams, I think the over is probably the way to go here. 229.5 feels about right, but I think that we see the Nets go ahead and maybe put up maybe 120, 115 points. And I could see the Pacers going ahead and getting, you know, 125, 130 areas. So it all just adds up for me to go ahead and play the over in this one. So 229.5 Pacers Nets. That'll be my best bet here for Wednesday.
Yeah, these two teams just played each other, and it actually flew over this total. Pacers, I mean, we know they've been an absolute offensive machine this season. One of the top teams as far as offensive rating goes over the last five games. They're still top three, only behind the Boston Celtics and the New York Knicks. And defensively, the Pacers are actually worse than the Brooklyn Nets as far as defense goes. So I expect to see a lot of pace in this game as well. We know that the Indiana Pacers like to get up and down the floor. That stayed consistent throughout the season, where they are first pace over the last five games. And season long, the Indiana Pacers are the second fastest team when it does come to pace. So I could only talk you into an over here at 9.5 between the Nets and the Pacers. All right, for my best bet here, Sleepy, I'm also going to go with a total here. It's going to be actually a team total. And I'm going to go over to that game between the Lakers and the Wizards. I'm taking a look at the Lakers team total over of 123.5 in this game. And I wouldn't be so confident in this pick if I didn't look at the box score for the that Anthony Davis only played 28 minutes. LeBron only played 29 minutes. Austin Reeves only played 25 minutes. Rui Hachimura only played 26. D'Lo was the one starter that played 30 plus minutes. Outside of that, not significant minutes here for the Los Angeles Lakers. And again, they put up 128 points, who have been one of the worst defenses, not only throughout the season, but that stayed pretty consistent over the last five games as well. And now they are in a back-to-back situation here where they do travel to the nation's capital to take on the Washington Wizards, who also, again, defensively, they have been better. But if you kind of take a look at their opponents and who they've played, it hasn't been the greatest team. We're wrapping up this road trip here against the Wizards on this back-to-back situations before they go back home for three games against some of the tougher opponents in the Cavs, T-Wolves, and Warriors. So I do think that they go out with a bang here to close out this road trip before they do get back home and just went in on a winning note. You take a look at the Lakers in general at on the road this season. They've been a very profitable team towards the over, 22-14, averaging 120 a game. And it's just more of a fate of the Washington Wizards because, again, they don't have their best defensive players out there. You take a look at what they've done in back-to-back situations as well this season. They're 0-12 straight up, 3-9 against the spread. They're giving up 128.7 points per game. And tonight, the Wizards, they're coming off of a very impressive victory, beating the Milwaukee Bucks outright. So this could be a flat spot for them after coming off that huge victory. So I'm looking at this Lakers their offense just keep on humming here. They're playing also as one of the fastest pace over the course of the season, also over the last five games. So when I see that, fading a bit, playing with a fast pace, which are they are number one in the pace over the last five games, and I think their offense really shows up in this game here as well. That could only point me towards the Lakers team total.
I'm with you on this one. I think that you have two things that are in your favor here. The fact that the Lakers ended up in a nice blowout win over the Raptors tonight, you know you're probably going to get the maximum amount of minutes out of LeBron and AD. But I think the other part to that is your worry is always the bench guys. Are we going to be able to come on the floor? Are they going to be able to go ahead and score enough points to go ahead and help you out? Well, the fact that they played all these minutes tonight, they got a lot of shots, a lot of reps, a lot of minutes. Their legs are probably going to feel really good tomorrow. So you could see all the starters getting their points, all the bench guys getting their points. It smells like a blowout to me. I know this line's like, 12.5, 13 points in favor of the Lakers here. I wouldn't be surprised if the Lakers ended up running away with this game late. I could see maybe close to 130 in this game for the Lakers. There would be no way I would bet against you on this. And there's no way I would take the Wizards coming off of this big victory against the Bucks. So it can only be Lakers stuff for me in this particular game.
Yeah, so again, we're going to be rooting for points here for our best bets on the Wednesday night card. So just to recap, Sleepy has the over 229.5 in the Nets and Pacers game, and I'm taking the Lakers team total over 123.5 against the Washington Wizards. Sleepy, one order of business left here. That is going to be our player prop best bet for the Wednesday card. And you know, you mentioned at the top of the episode that we're going really back and forth on guys that we wanted to get behind. Some, you know, props were not available, the ones that we really did like, but I think we circled in on one that will get us to the window here and continue our winning streak here to our player prop best bet. So I'll let you lead this one off because, again, you mentioned this one and I backed it up here as well with the numbers and everything. So why don't you lead us off with our player prop best bet for the Wednesday night card?
All right. I'm not necessarily sure exactly which one we drilled down on, but I'm pretty sure it was CJ McCollum over his points and assists. Was that it? The 26.5? Is that what we were thinking?
Yes, that's what we're thinking.
All right, cool. We had a lot. We liked a little bit of Tatum. We liked some LeBron. We liked some AD. We were discussing Zion. We were discussing Herb Jones. We went through all the teams and we talked about kind of what we liked. And there were probably six or seven guys that, you know, we narrowed this down to, but it seems like CJ McCollum ended up being the guy that, you know, that we're going to go with here. Can he score 20-some points in this game? Absolutely. Without Brandon Ingram, CJ has to be their next go-to guy right next to Zion. So you know the minutes are going to be there. You know the volume is going to be there. The fact that they're at home, I think that that helps them. The fact that they have revenge and they need to go all out. CJ's a guy that will go out there and he'll play 40 minutes if you want, and his stamina will be there all game long. And I think the last time these teams played, I don't even think he had five assists in that game. I think maybe Herb Jones or maybe it was Murphy ended up leading the team in assists. So I think we're going to get a decent amount of assists. I think there's a chance he goes ahead and he gets 26, 27, 28 points, and we don't even have to worry about the assists in this game because I think the volume and the minutes are going to be there. So I think the assists are just going to be extra gravy. I do like his point total over, but you never know. Like, he can go for 8, 9, 10 assists in this game too. So he's going to be the ball handler. He's going to end up with, you know, the ball in his hand 50% of this game probably. So I like that 126.5 points and assists, CJ McCollum. So we're going to go ahead and extend the streak a little bit further.
Yeah, I mean, you nailed it. It's really the number of minutes that he's going to get and also the shot volume, right? He's averaging close to 39 minutes over the last five games. He's averaging 21 shot attempts from the floor over the last five games and also 9.2 three-point attempts over the last five games as well. And he's gone over this projection of 26.5 and for the last five games. It could have been done against the Phoenix Suns as well, but it was just a bad day for CJ in that game where he did go 6 of 17, but also did finish that game with 9 dimes. He's had at least 5 assists in 5 straight games. He's had at least 7 assists in 3 of the last 5 games as well. So when we talk about this team, when we're talking about the Pelicans, that game against the Magic right now without Brandon Ingram, it has to be the Zion and CJ McCollum show. And those guys are not only getting the minutes, but also the shot volume. So I do expect to bounce back in this game here against Orlando Magic. So again, player prop best bet for the Wednesday night card. That's going to be CJ McCollum points and assists to go over 26.5. And hopefully we continue our winning streak here for our player prop best bet. So maybe that is going to wrap in for this edition of the NBA podcast on RJ Bell's Dream Preview. Anything else we want to mention before we go our separate ways?
Yeah, we were talking a little bit about the AD and LeBron props that were unavailable right now. So you and I were really looking at going ahead and playing either LeBron or AD, maybe potentially both of those guys over their rebounds, because that's been one of our money spots this year, is going ahead, fading the Wizards with the opposing team's rebounding props. And I think that that's something that we should probably look forward to. That number probably won't come out until more than likely probably tomorrow. So I don't know if you have a buy price or something like that, but I think that that's something that we should probably certainly give out.
I mentioned Anthony Davis just because, I mean, you just take a look over his last couple games here against the Wizards. So they did match up in LA back on February 29th, Sleepy. Anthony Davis in that game in 41 minutes had 40 points and 15 rebounds in that game. He hadn't played them since the 2022 season, which was back on December 4th of the 2022 year. In that game, Sleepy, 38 minutes, he had 55 points and 17 rebounds. So I'm thinking his rebound number, if he does in fact end up playing this game, is probably going to come out around 13.5. I would still think that he gets over this number. And obviously, if LeBron does end up sitting in this game, that's only going to help the cause for Anthony Davis. And if, let's say, Anthony Davis ends up sitting, LeBron is more than viable to go out there and get even a triple-double in this game against the Washington Wizards, because right now we talked about it and you know, connects with my best bet as well with the Lakers offense and how well they're doing. That, again, both those guys are, I think, going to be able to go out there and have big games here. So I think a buy price for me on Anthony Davis rebounds would be 35.5. His points probably going to be around 26.5. If you're able to get a 40.5 on his points and rebounds, 41.5, I would look at the over, but I'll be curious to see what that number does in fact come out for Anthony Davis, at least on his rebounds, because the last two player props that we've cashed, we had Jalen Duren all over on his rebounds against his Wizards team. And also we had Nick Claxton, I believe. That one took us to get to overtime to get there, but did in fact get it to the window here. But now you have Anthony Davis, who's just an absolute monster on the board, who's averaging 16 rebounds over his last five games. He had a rebound gain of 23 against the Milwaukee Bucks, 15 against the Pacers, 14 against the Brooklyn Nets. He had 12 rebounds in 28 minutes against Toronto. And if he did, in fact, if it was a closer game, I'm guessing he would have been at 15 or more in that game against the Raptors, but they didn't need him in that fourth quarter. So those were the kind of the ones that we were tossing around, something a little bit behind the curtain as we talk about our player prop best bets here, Sleepy.
Yeah, I think we were on to a couple strong plays tomorrow. So if you guys are looking to go ahead and cash in, maybe go ahead and look at, you know, look at the Laker game, look at the Boston game with Tatum. Definitely take a look at the CJ props. I think that I think we had a lot of winners there, so I'm pretty sure tomorrow's going to be a good day for us prop wise.
Yeah, hopefully so. Again, we can continue cashing our player prop best bets, and I feel really good about our best bets as well. So hopefully we get back on the winning horse here for the Wednesday night card in the NBA. All right, that is going to wrap it up here for the NBA podcast. A lot of good information. Hopefully a lot of winnable tickets that we did put out there. Feeling good about the card here, but we'll be back later in this week as the NBA season winds down here. Make sure to follow all the social media outlets for pregame, whether it's on Twitter, whether it's on TikTok, whether it's on YouTube. Make sure to follow Sleepy on Twitter as well. That's Sleepy _ pregame on Twitter. Follow me there as well at SportsNerd824. Like I mentioned, we'll be back later this week. Sleepy, anything else?
No, I think we covered it all. Let's go ahead and knock out another winning podcast. Let's get back to our normality.
All right, that's going to do it. We'll talk to you guys down the road.